Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
I really think that we need to do a lot better in terms of education for migrants. So, like I said, I work with low-literate adult learners. It's almost parang invisible sila.
Education for Adult Migrants ang ginagawang research ni Jemima Rillera Kempster na nag-aaral ng Doctor of Philosophy sa University of Queensland. Ito ang ipinilisenta niya sa katatapos na FECA 2022 na may temang Advancing Multicultural Australia. Ang FECA o Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia ay isang mahalagang conference para sa multiculturalism, diversity, inclusion at migration. Isang guru si Jemima na nakatutok sa edukasyon ng mga migrante at dumalo siya para mabigyan ng pansin ng literacy sa mga migrante.
There's a lot of talk about like maybe skilled migrants or those that have qualifications, and then we kind of forget there are those that can't actually read and write, so they might have translations, any documents or health information and things like that, pero hindi nila mabasa yung information na yun.
Nagturo si Jemima hindi lang sa Australia, kundi maging sa Japan at Estados Unidos sa mga refugee at bagong migrante. Batid niyang nagiging problema ng mga migrante, mapabata man o matanda ang karunungang bumasa at sumulat, lalo na sa Ingles, na napaigting pa ngayong nagka-pandemya.
What about future pandemics? What about their right to participate in the community? If they don't have that space, then we don't hear their stories. We have these negative stereotypes of people. So I think it's really important that we hear these people's stories and that we have a different picture. So katulad ng sabi ng isang speaker, like we kind of think of refugees or migrants from when they started like here in Australia, and we forget about their background stories. So that's the sort of thing that I'd really like to listen to and for them to be able to tell their stories.
Sa ginanap na FECA 2022, nagsama-sama ang mga komunidad na mula sa iba't ibang kultura, mga gumagawa ng pulisiya, nagbibigay ng serbisyo, mga akademiko, at marami pang iba sa dalawang araw ng presentasyon at talakayan sa mga nabanggit na isyu. Nakinig si Jemima sa ilang sesyon gaya ng The Australian Dream, Pathway to Citizenship, kung saan tinalakay ang migration pathway at mga labor exploitation ni Dr. Hessen Jong ng Migrant Workers Center. Sa ulat ng nasabing center na pinamagatang Lives in Limbo na tumutok sa mga temporary visa holders, napag-alaman na 65% sa nasurvey na 700 may hawak ng temporary visa ay nakaranas ng wage theft o kulang ang sahod, at isa sa apat na mga ito ay dumaan sa ibang forma ng pang-aabuso sa trabaho. 91% naman sa mga manggagawa sa nasabing survey na nakaranas ng wage theft ay dumating sa bansa na may hawak na visa na walang pathway sa permanent residency. Aminado si Dr. Jong na malaking hamon ito, kaya may mga rekomendasyon sila sa gobyerno.
We need to take a two-pronged approach to put an end to migrant labor exploitation. First, we should empower migrant workers with information about their rights and with better access to industrial justice. At the same time, we must change the migration policy so that every migrant worker in this country gets a fair chance to progress to permanent residency.
Ang mga sesyon naman sa Research and Advancing Multicultural Health at Aged Care Reforms ang dinaluhan ni na Norminda Fortes at Corina Dutlow ng grupong Australian-Filipino Community Services. Ang AFCS ay isang not-for-profit, charitable organization na nagbibigay serbisyo sa pamamagitan ng pagkalinga sa mga individual o Filipino sa Australia na vulnerable gaya ng mga matatanda. Mahalagaan niya ang pagdalo, sabi ni Norminda.
Nandito kami, we're here to attend the FECA conference but also to share our learning about the keeping child seniors connected during COVID-19. So ang ating community nag-embark ng project na ito together with other cult communities para mag-empower ang ating consumers during COVID at maging socially connected sila.
Si Corina Dutlow naman ang program manager at lead ng research ng Keeping Culturally and Linguistically Diverse Seniors Connected During COVID-19, na ipinapakita ang kahalagahan na maturuan ang mga nakakatanda sa teknolohiya upang magsilbing tulay sa kanilang komunikasyon sa mga mahal sa buhay.
AFCS alone has supported more than 300 Filipinos to connect during COVID and support seniors to connect weekly during the pandemic. So it is really important for us to showcase the work that was done, but also the take-home messages and insights, recommendations that we can share with other cold communities and in other future projects on how to connect with seniors digitally. And the insights of culturally specific ways of engaging seniors.
Para sa dalawa, mahalagang maging bahagi ang mga Pinoy sa mga ganitong conference para malaman ang pangangailangan ng komunidad.
Yung take home namin dito is unang-una, ipopromote namin continually yung digital literacy kasi ongoing yun. Pangalawa, inatutunan namin na meron palang social and medical inequity sa lahat ng mga migrants. So katulad ng mga Pilipino, kailangan sabihin natin sa kanila, empower natin sila na kapag kailangan nilang interpreter, kailangan nila ng access to language services, sabihin nila kung anong language yon. Pangatlo, makipag-network kami sa mga researchers kasi kailangan nang ilabas ang mga pangangailangan ng mga Pilipino, especially the newly arrived migrants, the aging Filipinos, and the youth.
One is to expand youth leadership, really building Filipino leaders, especially those that are born here as well, they will have a different take. There will be Australian Filipino leaders and have a different understanding and different insight on the needs of Australian Filipinos. The other thing is research. So this might be an informal call to the researchers, Filipino researchers. We are wanting to really expand our research arm, AFCS's research arm, and really look into health, look into digital communications with reaching out to family overseas and how we do that. What does that look like? What are the barriers there? And a range of other topics.
Kada dalawang taon ginaganap ang FECA at ngayong taon ay sa pakikipagtulungan ng Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria o ECCV. Ito ang pagkakataon upang marinig ang boses at maipakita ang kontribusyon ng multiculturalism, diversity at inclusion. Sa government address ni Federal Immigration Minister Andrew Giles, noong unang araw ng FECA, nangako ang gobyerno sa pagkolekta ng data sa ethnic at cultural diversity para mas makilala ang multicultural communities sa Australia. Gayun din ang estratehiya kontra sa racism at pagpapaigting sa debate kaugnay ng migrasyon.
There's too much we don't measure, don't know, and so can't properly account for. At the moment today, our data collection is largely limited to ancestry, language and place of birth, while places like New Zealand, Canada and the US all ask deeper questions about ethnicity or race in their respective censuses. We need to do better. And so the Albanese Labor government is committed to the introduction of whole-of-government standards for measuring Australia's diversity to improve policy design, resource allocation and service planning.
Ako si TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.